Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Weekly Kaiju Havoc. I am your host, Cal the Kaiju Guy. So, what's up, everyone? I hope everybody's doing okay today. I hope everyone is trying to stay cool in this weather down here in Louisiana. It is getting to be that time of year where it gets stupid hot, stupid early, and stays hot pretty much all day long. Today's heat index was 106, and yeah, it was pretty hot. So just wanted to, you know, just share like a little safety thing for everybody, that if you're going to do things outside, whether it's dealing with your job or if you're doing it like personally or anything, you know, like if you're cutting the grass or something or like that, yeah, it gets hot out there, so stay hydrated. You know, take you some stuff to help with cramps and everything. And you know, I know a lot of people, like, you know, they want to go with like liquid IV or squinchers or Gatorade, Powerade, and all that kind of stuff. Me, as far as I'm concerned, you can't beat water. You cannot beat water. So just be sure and stay hydrated out there, guys. It was very, very hot today. I know many of my fellow Southerners know how brutal the summers down here can be, whenever the heat index can be like 110, 112, something like that. And yeah, not a cloud in the sky, no breeze or anything. Yeah, so everyone just stay safe out there. So the first order of business, I don't have a whole lot of things to talk about today, but the first order of business is, you know, on the last episode that I did, which was on Monday, I reached out to you guys to see if anyone had any suggestions or anything like that for the Monday episode that I'm going to be doing from now on. Like, you know, because the Wednesday episode, like the one I'm doing now, is the weekly Kaiju Havoc. And the Saturday episodes that I do is Kaiju Carnage. Pardon me, guys. But, you know, I was just like, hey, if anybody has any suggestions, if anyone wants to give me any ideas as to what Monday's episode could possibly be called and all of that kind of stuff, you know, by all means, shoot me some messages. And I received a few, and I'm sorry to those that I have not responded to. I'm going to respond to you guys. Just, you know, be patient. But I got a suggestion from my dear old friend, Eddie, that has, you know, I've exchanged words with him many times. He's one of my best listeners that I've got. He stays in pretty good contact with me and all that. And upon me asking if anyone had any ideas for the episode or anything like that, he sent me a message. And so I'm going to read the message that he sent me, just so you guys can understand where it's coming from and all of that kind of stuff. So, begin quote. Hi, Cal. Hope this finds you well. Regarding a title for your third weekly episode, here's a suggestion. How about Kaiju-rama, as in panorama? The dictionary definition is an unbroken view of the whole region surrounding an observer, or a complete survey or presentation of a subject. This could relate to your concept of covering many different topics in one show. Anyway, it was just an idea. Take care, Eddie. And I loved it immediately. Like, the moment I saw it, Kaiju-rama, I knew that panorama was pretty much what he was basing it off of. And it just sounds great, sounds perfect. I loved it. I told him, I said, dude, I said, I have no need to search for any other suggestions. That's the one that it's going to be. And so I said that I would announce it on this episode and give him a shout out. So shout out to you, Eddie. First of all, thank you for being one of my best listeners and always staying in contact with me and all that kind of stuff. Thank you for the suggestions that you've made for certain movies and all of that for me to actually cover on the Monday episode and all of that. And now you are pretty much cemented in Kaiju Carnage history 100%, because you have named one of my weekly segments. So from here on out, the Monday episodes will be called Kaiju-rama. So, you know, basically just whenever I go to announce, like, hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Kaiju-rama. You know, you know, like, that's just how it's going to go. So, thank you, Eddie. Congratulations. It was awesome. I'm going to go ahead and throw something out there. A while back, I had talked about potentially celebrating the fact that my podcast hit 200 episodes because I was dangerously close. I don't know exactly where I am right now. I might have already passed it or something like that, but I decided not to do it at 200. I'm going to do it at 250. The reason why I'm pushing back on doing 200 is because the app that I used to do my podcast recordings on was called Anchor. It was its own separate thing. It was bought out by Spotify a number of years ago. Well, they decided to do a massive, like, revamp of the app. Anchor is no more. It is called Spotify for Podcasters. And upon doing that, you know, whenever I go to post one of my episodes, I can give like a little description and all of that kind of stuff. And there's a section on there that says, what season is this? I'm on season 3, by the way. And it said, what season is this? And so I would put the season. And it's like, what overall episode is this? And I had been going in numerical order of episodes. Well, due to Spotify deciding to do a massive update on the app and rename it and all of that kind of stuff, it completely wiped all of my episode numbers from every single episode that I've got. And so I've tried to go back and, I mean, starting from the very beginning, episode 1, episode 2, episode 3, I did like 10 of them. And I was like, is this even going to stick? I went back to like one of the earlier ones and clicked on it, and it's not sticking. They're not allowing, like, I don't know what the deal is, but yeah. So I've been having to go through one of my other, like, another podcasting platform online. I think it's Podbay, because it says, like, how many episodes a show has overall. Like, they keep count of it and everything like that. And the last time I checked, I was at, like, 190-something. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to do it for episode 200. Let's do it for episode 250. I think that that just has a better ring to it and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm going to do another contest for the episode 250 giveaway and all that kind of stuff. I will likely do something very similar to the first time and do, like, you know, a $50 gift card or something like that. I may include, like, a figure or something like that from my own collection that, you know, I would ship to you free of charge. Everything is going to be free of charge to you guys and all that, so, you know, that's what I'm looking at doing. I'm trying to come up with another award to give, because, you know, before I would sit there and say, you know, you get to pick a movie of your choice and I'll cover it on my podcast. Well, now I'm openly asking for suggestions for Kaiju-rama. So, you know, like, if anyone has any suggestions about what the grand prize could be or whatever for the 250 episode giveaway, you know, we'll look into doing that. And speaking of, like, 250 episodes and growing and all of that, my YouTube, guys, I just checked prior to recording this episode, and I'm currently at 369 subscribers. I'm very excited. I'm very blown away. Thank you guys so much for anyone who's actually gone to subscribe to my channel and watch me do unboxings, showing off my Kaiju collection and all of that kind of stuff. I'm looking for other ways that I can incorporate YouTube. Like, you know, I have found a way to be able to do, to capture the audio from my podcast and just throw it. I have to convert it and throw it on YouTube and all of that kind of stuff, but I can put my podcast on YouTube, and I'm looking at doing that one day in the future. But right now, I'm just focusing on, like, unboxings and things like that. So if you are a subscriber to my YouTube, thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it. Speaking of unboxings, some collectibles that I've gotten here lately. I had a bunch of pre-orders that has been out and about for a pretty good while now. And so I've been waiting for a lot of them to come in. Like, I have the a number of Hiya Toys, Godzilla and Rodan figures pre-ordered that I'm waiting on. The Hiya Toys King Ghidorah is pre-ordered, and I'm waiting on that, as is the Gamera SH Monster Arts figure from Gamera Rebirth that's going to be coming up here pretty soon on Netflix. But I've been getting a few model kits that I'd had pre-ordered and all that. They've started coming in. Yes, I'm talking about Gundam right now. But they've started coming in, and I've been getting them. My brother came over this past weekend, and he and I built some kits and all that. Had a lot of fun with him. He had some of his. I had some of mine, and we just sat down and built some kits. And I'm looking at possibly doing some more this weekend, and I'll get into that later on. But nonetheless, one kit that came in that I'm very, very excited about. It's my favorite kit of all time, and it's the RX-93 New Gundam. I believe I've talked to you guys about this before. It's from the film Char's Counterattack, and there was a master grade version of that kit, and he came in. I've got him. I'm very excited to put him together and all that. I'm very pumped about it and all that. Now, the reason why I'm saying that I might put together a few more kits this weekend is because my lovely wife is going on a trip. She is going to Ohio to see some family. I believe it's for a graduation. And so she's going up there. She is leaving Friday, and she's going to be gone all weekend, I believe. And this is my long weekend, so I'm going to be off Friday through Monday and don't have to go back to work until Tuesday. So I'm going to have the whole house to myself, just me, the dogs, and the cat, and some model kits. And so, you know, as much as I love my wife, as much as we all love our wives, and as much as we all love our husbands and things like that, let's be honest here, whenever trips like this pop up and you're like, what? You mean I'm going to get to be alone for a few days? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Now, moving on. Shin Kamen Rider. Unfortunately, guys, I was unable to actually go see Shin Kamen Rider in theaters. I really, really wanted to. I was unable to go on a Monday. I talked to you guys about that because it would have been way too late for me coming back home and having to go to work the next day and all that. So there was another showing, and it was going to be on a different day, and I was looking to No, that was on a Wednesday, the one where I was like, there's no way I can swing that because I got to go to work. Now, on Monday, there was going to be a showing, and I didn't have to work that day. And so I was like, this is going to be way better for me and all that. And whenever I went to check the tickets, the closest theater to me that was showing it was in Texas, which was a 7-hour drive from where I was. And so I said, well, I think that pretty much settles it. I'm not going to be seeing Shin Kamen Rider in theaters. So I'm real bummed about that. I've been looking forward to it for a while. They have released a few scenes on YouTube here and there, so I've seen a lot of the action scenes and some of the scenes like play out and all that. It's very well done as far as I'm concerned, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it, but it's going to take a while before I am able to see it because Shin Ultraman, you know, did its theatrical run last year in 2022. And here we are in June, and it's only just now about to come out on, like, DVD and Blu-ray and digital releases and all that kind of stuff. So, unfortunately, since Shin Kamen Rider also just had its theatrical run and all of that kind of stuff, you could probably expect that it's going to be very late 2023 or early 2024 before I'm going to be able to see that movie, and that irks the fire out of me because I'm looking forward to watching it. But it is what it is. I have found a number of websites that would allow me to quote-unquote stream it in the Pirate Bay, if you get what I'm saying. But I've never really been a big fan of doing that, but I'm heavily considering doing it for this one because I really want to see that movie. Now, moving on, Skull Island, the animated Kong series that's going to be coming on Netflix. Sorry, I'm clearing my throat so much, guys. But it is scheduled to make its premiere June 22nd, That is next Thursday, a week from tomorrow. So I'm very much looking forward to that. I'm probably going to binge it all at one whack or on the weekend or something like that. And then, probably do a review of the show overall and all that kind of stuff. I haven't decided if I want to break down each individual episode and give reviews on that. I just haven't decided yet. I don't know, because Netflix, sometimes they upload every episode they've got all at one whack, and then, there's other times that it's like, nope, here's two episodes, and now you have to wait for the others. So I guess it's going to depend on their release schedule, depending on what all I'm going to do with that. But anywho, I'm looking forward to that. If you don't have Netflix, as much as everyone's ticked off at Netflix right now, I'm pretty much waiting for Skull Island and Gamera Rebirth, as well as Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon. And pretty much after that, I'm going to be done with Netflix for a while. And in the event that something pops up that I do want to see, I'll just resubscribe for like a month or something like that, and then I'll be done with it again, because it's too much buck for not enough quality as far as I'm concerned. But anywho, so June 22nd, next Thursday, for Skull Island. Hope you guys check it out and like it. And I'm going to wrap things up by saying that The Flash comes out this weekend, tomorrow, and I've been looking forward to watching this movie for a while. All of Ezra Miller's garbage that he's done in the past aside, he is a garbage human being as far as I'm concerned, and I was really hoping that everything that he's done leading up to the release of this film was going to get him recast, but it did not. But nonetheless, I am looking forward to the movie. I do want to see Supergirl. I want to see Michael Keaton again as Batman, because he is my personal favorite Batman. I believe Ben Affleck is the most comic accurate Batman that we've had so far as his look, his appearance, his fighting style, and all that kind of stuff. But personal favorites, Michael Keaton is my favorite Batman. He has been ever since 1989. So, there's that. So I'm looking forward to seeing that movie. And all right, guys, that pretty much does it for the weekly Kaiju Havoc. So, alrighty, guys, I'm sorry I wasn't able to talk about more Kaiju news and everything. There just wasn't a whole lot that happened, but I did want to shell out an episode, so I think I accomplished that. So, alrighty, guys, this Saturday, I'm going to be tackling Reptilicus, so be sure to check that out. And then Monday, I'm going to be covering one of Eddie's films. No, I'm not. I lied. That's not yet. I'm going to be covering the documentary called Blackfish that is about the orcas in SeaWorld. And then a week from today will be the weekly Kaiju Havoc once again. So, alrighty, guys, check me out on all of my social medias. On Facebook, I'm Kaiju Carnage, a Godzilla/King Kong podcast. I have a Godzilla Ultimate fan page, and on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, I am Cal, the Kaiju guy. Go on ahead and subscribe to my TikTok if you haven't done so. I'm looking at revamping it and talking about and like doing more content that's not just Kaiju related, that's really just going to be nerd related. So go check that out if you haven't done so already. Again, it is Cal, the Kaiju guy. So, alrighty, guys. Thank you all so much. You guys are the best. And we'll catch y'all Saturday for Reptilicus. This is Cal, the Kaiju guy, signing out.